And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Strange Goings On. I don't believe in haunted castles, nor do I believe in spooks or manifestations of that kind. But the time we went out to the old castle on Yorick Hill Road, some very strange things happened that had us all wondering. First of all, Mrs. Saxville disappeared. Then Mayor Plumfront disappeared. Then Sparky's chair started to go up and down in the air. Yuki had regained his memory, and he was helping us as we worked on this mystery, but I must say he wasn't very much help. Listen.
Hey, Big John. Yuki, look. Look what's happening to the chair I'm sitting in. Look, it's floating in midair.
Hey, Big John, take a look at that. But that chair Sparky sits in is floating at least 6 feet off the floor.
Yeah, so it is.
What's making him do that?
Could it be hanging from wires? Hey, Sparky, are there wires attached to that chair? Is that what's pulling it up to the ceiling?
Well, you can see from here if there aren't any wires attached to that chair, Big John.
Well, then what's making it float in midair like that? Chairs just don't go floating around the room for no reason at all.
Well, I wish you'd get me down from here.
No, I'll get you down. I'll just reach up and grab hold one of the legs and pull the chair right back down the floor. Here we go.
Hey, did you see that?
Well, for goodness sakes, Yuki, did you see that? I reached up for the chair and it jumped away from my hands toward the ceiling, out of my reach.
That's a pretty good trick, Big John. Hey, I wonder how that's done.
That's what I'd like to know. Mayor, come over here and take a look at this. Look how this chair Sparky's sitting in just goes right up in the... Mayor? Mayor? Where are you, Mayor?
Well, now, what do you know about that? Now the mayor's gone.
Gee, what's going on around here? Has Mayor Plumfront disappeared from the room, too?
Well, he was standing right over there by the fireplace just a few seconds ago. Now he's gone. First, Mrs. Saxville disappears from the room while we're here with her, and then Sparky's chair floats up to the ceiling for no apparent reason, and now Mayor Plumfront disappears from the room. Say, I'm getting a little leery about this place, too.
I told you this place was haunted, Big John. Come on, let's get out of here.
Hey, don't leave without me. Get me down from this chair.
Oh, we will, Sparky. Just give us time to think. And don't worry, we won't leave you.
Well, as long as you don't leave me, okay.
Well, you just be patient. Just be patient. We'll get you down all right.
Yeah, just as soon as we figure out how to do it.
Well, I hope you figure out a way pretty soon. Look how high up I am now. Hey, my head's touching the ceiling.
Yeah, and this library has pretty high walls. Look at that, Yuki. Sparky's at least 25 feet up above the floor. He couldn't jump down from the chair.
Hey, maybe he could. Maybe if we push this couch over under the chair, then Sparky Lad could just jump out of the chair and land right here in the couch. He wouldn't get hurt that way.
No. I don't want to take any chances of him missing the couch. He could get hurt from jumping from way up there.
Well, Big John, I don't want to stay up here for the rest of my life. This chair is comfortable, but it's not that comfortable.
Well, don't worry. You're not going to have to stay up there that long. Just relax. We'll think of something.
Hey, Big John.
Yes?
I just happened to think of something. Maybe the spooks of this here castle are making Sparky's chair float up in the air like that.
Well, I don't believe in spooks, but what's your idea?
Well, maybe that's why the spooks are making the chair float around like that, because we don't believe in them. Maybe they're doing that to convince us that there really are such things as spooks.
Hey, maybe Yuki's right.
Nah, Yuki. Why don't you be sensible?
Well, I don't know, Big John. Maybe the spooks in this here castle don't want us around here. Maybe they want us to clear out. Maybe they want us to get all the way out of here.
Yeah, Big John, maybe if we promise to leave here, they'll let my chair back down on the floor and let me get out of it.
Come on, Sparky. Certainly you're not beginning to believe such a thing.
Hey, wow. Boy, did you see how fast this chair lowered itself down from the ceiling?
Yeah.
Hey, Big John, the spooks heard what I said, and they wanted to show me that they do want us to leave this castle.
Oh, yeah? Well, that just shows me that there's a human hand behind all this and a natural explanation to everything. Now, I'm not leaving here until I solve this mystery and find the mayor and Mrs. Saxville.
Oh, get out of the way. Look out. Look out there.
Oh. Should have said that, Big John. Look at that. The chair jumped right back up to the ceiling.
Yeah, but Sparky's out of it this time.
Well, I think Yuki's right. They don't want us around here. When you promised to leave here if they let the chair down so I could get out, they let the chair down. But when you broke your promise, when you said you wouldn't leave, and they made the chair go back up to the ceiling to show they don't like it that you broke your promise.
Well, I don't make any promises.
Besides, I say there's a human hand behind all these goings-on. I don't believe in spooks. There are no such things. And I intend to get to the bottom of this.
Uh-oh. That's right. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, the spooks are making that chair bounce back up and down between the ceiling and the floor. Can you imagine such a thing?
Look at that chair jump up and down. Oh, Yuki must be right. I think spooks are making the chair do that.
Now, that's nonsense. The whole thing is an optical illusion, or else we're dreaming this. There's a trick to it somewhere. There's a trick somewhere, and I know that.
Oh, did you see that? Did you see that? Chair slammed onto the floor so hard it broke.
Here, Big John. Just pick up a piece of this optical illusion. The chair has been broken into splinters. The next thing you know, them there spooks in this here castle will pick you up and bounce you up and down between the ceiling and the floor.
I still say it's ridiculous to think this castle is haunted. Just as silly and ridiculous as it is to believe in such things as spooks.
Hey, what was that?
Sounded like a door opening.
Of course it was a door opening. Look, it's the door to this room. The one that opens out into the hallway.
Oh. Do you think a spook opened it, Big John?
No, I don't think a spook opened it. The only thing that can open a door is a human being with a human hand to turn the doorknob. Whoever opened that door is right out here in the hall. And I'm... Why? There isn't anyone out here.
Told you it was a spook that opened this here door, Big John.
Well, if someone did open this door, they couldn't hide anywhere out here in the hall. And the hall's so big, they couldn't have gotten out of sight by the short time it took us to get here through the door.
But, John, do you think maybe...
No, I do not think maybe. There are no such things as spooks.
Well, then who opened this here door?
Well, the wind probably blew it open.
But, John, there isn't much wind out here in the hall. But, John, the door is closing by itself.
Yeah, if there wasn't anybody there closing it, or at least anybody you could see, and there ain't no wind here in the hallway to blow it shut.
What's that?
Sounds like footsteps walking away from here down the hall.
Let's follow on and see where they go.
Yeah, fine. Blimey, not so fine. Let's go in the opposite direction.
No, siree, Yuki, we're following those footsteps. Now, come on.
Yeah, maybe they'll lead us to something.
I like the idea of following footsteps that are being made by nothing right out of the thin air.
Sounds like they're going to the long flight of steps at the end of the hall.
Yeah, they are. Whoever is working this thing wants us to go upstairs for some reason or other. Well, I'm willing to play along.
What do you mean, whoever's working this thing, Big John?
Yuki, look, you can forget all about spooks. Already I've figured out the answer to this whole thing, and it's very clever. And I want to find out why whoever is doing this is trying to make out that this castle is haunted.
Well, Big John, spooks don't need no reason to make castles haunted. They just go ahead and do it.
I told you to forget about the spooks. Now, that's out.
Oh, footsteps are going up the stairs.
Good. Just follow them, Sparky.
Okay. I wish you'd let us in on whatever it is you figured out. Now the footsteps are leading us down this hallway, Big John.
It's okay. Just keep following them.
But you can't tell me that half-wit footsteps aren't being made by some half-wit spook.
Hey! The steps have stopped walking.
Yeah, now this door is opening.
This room is a bedroom.
Well, looks like whoever is playing this game is inviting us to stay for the night. Well, come on, fellas. We can go along with the gang. Let's go on in and go to sleep.
Oh, no, I ain't sleeping in no haunted castle, Big John.
The castle is not haunted, Yuki.
Well, I don't know. Footsteps being made by nothing, doors opening and closing by themselves, people disappearing into thin air, chairs bouncing between the ceiling and the floor. There's something funny going on around here.
Yeah, I think so, too. Poy. Well, looks like we're going to sleep here in the castle tonight. Yuki is convinced the place is haunted, but Big John says he knows now that it isn't. The Count says he's figured out how all these mysterious things that have been happening around here are being done. Well, I wish he'd tell us about it. But the Count whispered in my ear that he can't tell me because he doesn't want whoever's doing these things to hear him. Boy, the Count is acting just as mysterious as this castle. Well, guess we may as well get ready to go to bed, huh? See you later, kids. I hope it's fun sleeping in a haunted castle. So long.